Arkham Investigator Dex versus Drowned City. What to buy? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. After core, buy the product that fixes your next session. Need one playable character? Buy an investigator deck. Need a larger player card library? Buy the Drowned City Investigator expansion. Need the Arlai story campaign? Buy the Drowned City campaign expansion. Margot's rule is merciless and useful. The noun on the box is the contract. The Arkham shelf has learned a cruel little magic trick. Three different products can look like the same answer from 6 feet away. Investigator deck, investigator expansion, campaign expansion. The noun is the contract. This guide exists because new players are asking the right question in the wrong aisle. Should I buy a 2026 investigator deck or jump to the Drowned City? The answer depends on whether your table needs a playable investigator, a player card library, or a campaign story. Those are not vibes. They are separate jobs. I rechecked Fantasy Flight's 2026 deck announcement, Drowned City product pages, Arkham DB culture, Board Game Geek postplay reports, and Reddit beginner threads. Then I rebuilt the answer as a buy fork. Name the next session, then buy the box that gets that session to the table. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The simple answer: buy one deck first if you have the 2026 core and want the next lowest risk purchase. Buy one 2026 investigator deck in the role or personality that excites you. It is playable immediately, includes upgrades, and teaches campaign growth without requiring you to sort a large player card library. Buy the Drowned City Investigator expansion when you already know you like deck building and want a broad pool with new investigators and trait specialist interactions. Buy the Drowned City campaign expansion when you want to play the Arlai campaign story. Do not buy the campaign expansion expecting player cards. Do not buy the investigator expansion expecting scenarios. That is the whole trap. Arkham is generous once you read the noun. Margot verdict: new core owner, one investigator deck first. Returning deck builder, Drowned City investigator expansion. Story hungry veteran, Drowned City campaign expansion. Shelf test: if you cannot say whether you need character, library, or story, you are not ready to add the box to cart. What is an investigator deck? An investigator deck is a fixed, ready-to-play character package. Fantasy Flight's 2026 Evergreen decks launched as 60-card products with one investigator, a legal level 0 deck, upgrade options, a mini card, and a rule sheet. They still require a core set and a scenario or campaign. They are not standalone games. Their strength is clarity. A new player can choose a role, open one small product, and sit down without building from a 1,000-card pool. The deck also teaches upgrades in a contained way. You see how the investigator improves between scenarios without needing to know every card in the line. The five 2026 decks are Tommy Muldoon, Carolyn Fern, Andre Patel, Marie Lambeau, and Miguel de la Cruz. Pick by table job and personality, not collector completion. Best table use: assign these like roles, not collectibles. Fighter, Clue Engine, Support, Mystic Drama, Tactical Flex. The table gets smoother when each player knows their job. What is the Drowned City Investigator expansion? The asterisk Drowned City Investigator expansion is a player card library. It adds 6 investigators and a pool of cards that can be used in any campaign, including specialist cards that care about investigator traits. It does not contain the Drowned City campaign scenarios. This is a better purchase for players who already know they enjoy deck building, collection growth, and cross-campaign card exploration. It is less clean as a first add-on because a broad library asks you to make more decisions before you understand which decisions matter. The box is exciting because it expands what your investigators can become. It is not exciting because it will teach a brand new player faster than one fixed deck. The smaller product is sometimes the kinder teacher. What is the Drowned City campaign expansion? The asterisk Drowned City campaign expansion is the story box. It sends investigators toward Risen Arlai and Cthulhu using campaign structure, scenario cards, locations, acts, agendas, and encounter material. It is the box you buy when you want to play that campaign. It is not the best first full campaign for most new players. Drowned City lands harder when you have already learned Arkham's rhythm. Losing cleanly, upgrading decks, reading campaign logs, and accepting that a resolution can be content instead of failure. If your group is new, play the core, then consider a gentler complete campaign first. If your group has finished a campaign or two and wants a Chapter 1 climax with mythic weight, Drowned City becomes much more tempting. Read the noun on the box, "This is the table I want," printed inside every checkout cart. Investigator deck means one ready character. Investigator expansion means player card library. Campaign expansion means story. Core set means rules, tokens, starter campaign, and encounter foundation. The mistake is buying a product for the thing beside its name instead of the noun after it. A Drowned City Investigator expansion has the words Drowned City on it, but it is not the Drowned City campaign. A Drowned City campaign expansion has the setting on it, but it will not give your table a new player card library. Arkham is not trying to trick you maliciously. It is simply a long product line with precise labels. Margot reads labels the way other people read omens. Receipt check. Drowned City Investigator expansion is not the Drowned City campaign. Drowned City campaign expansion is not a player card library. The adjective can be the same, the noun changes the product. Which 2026 investigator deck should you buy? Buy the deck whose job your table lacks. If your group needs protection and fighting, start with Tommy Muldoon. If you like support, healing, and clue-oriented play, Carolyn Fern is attractive. If you want slippery rogue flexibility, look at Andre Patel. If spell texture and Doom Curious Mystic play appeals, Marie Lambeau has the drama. If you want tactical event trap play, Miguel de la Cruz is the spicy choice. Do not buy all five because the lineup exists. Buy one because you can name the person at your table who will play it next session. That rule saves money and makes the deck immediately meaningful. If you have four regular players and each wants their own identity, buying multiple decks can be excellent. If you mostly play solo or two-player, one deck plus careful core deck upgrades is a better first step. When Drowned City is the better buy, Drowned City becomes the better buy when the table has already said yes to Arkham. If the core campaign made everyone lean in, if upgrades became a post-game ritual, if someone started browsing Arkham DB with collection filters on, then the larger box starts making sense. Choose the Investigator expansion if the group wants new deck-building toys across campaigns. Choose the campaign expansion if the group wants a new story arc and is ready for a more climactic, myth-heavy experience. Choose both only when you want both library and story. Matching names are thematic. They are not a requirement. The collector path is allowed. The mistake is calling it efficient when what you really mean is irresistible. The fun advice, how to make the next purchase matter before buying, name the next session. Not the collection goal, the next session. Who is playing? What role is missing? Are you short a fighter, a clue engine, a support deck, or a campaign story? A product that goes directly from shipping box to table is almost always the right purchase. After the session, hold a 2-minute upgrade salon. Each player says one card that worked, one card that disappointed them, and one card they are tempted to buy with experience. That ritual makes a fixed deck feel alive and makes a large player card expansion less overwhelming later. For Drowned City, set expectations. Read campaign text aloud. Keep the campaign log visible. Let consequences stand. Do not turn a mythic climax into a rules autopsy unless a true rules error invalidated the game. Arkham is at its best when the record is a little bruised. Upgrade salon after each scenario. Have each player name one card that carried them, one card that disappointed them, and one upgrade they want. That ritual turns a fixed deck into a living character. Arkham DB without overwhelm search decks with your owned products selected. Margot forbids falling in love with a list built from cards your shelf does not contain. The final buy order, the cleanest order for a new 2026 player is 2026 core, one investigator deck, one complete campaign expansion, then Drowned City Investigator expansion or campaign expansion once you know which noun you need. This is not anti-Drowned City. It is pro-table. Drowned City is a bigger, more resonant purchase after the group understands why Arkham works. The investigator decks are smaller, cleaner, and more immediately playable. Buy the product that solves the next game, not the whole imagined shelf. Arkham will give you plenty of reasons to come back. It does not need all of your money on the first knock. Final verdict. My buy order is not romantic, which is why it works. Core first, one investigator deck second, one full campaign third, then Drowned City boxes when you know which itch you are scratching. The campaign expansion is a story purchase. The investigator expansion is a library purchase. The small investigator deck is the cleanest way to make another human playable tonight. Frequently asked questions. Should I buy an investigator deck or Drowned City first? Most new 2026 core owners should buy one investigator deck first. It is cheaper, playable immediately, and easier to learn from. Is the Drowned City Investigator Expansion the campaign? Number it is the player card and investigator box. The Drowned City campaign expansion is the story scenario box. Do I need both Drowned City boxes? Only if you want both the player card library and the campaign story. They are separate purchases. Are the 2026 Investigator decks standalone games? Number they require a core set and a campaign or scenario to play. Which 2026 Investigator deck should I buy first? Buy the role your table lacks. Tommy for protection fighting, Carolyn for support clues, Andre for rogue flexibility, Marie for mystic drama, or Miguel for tactical event trap play. Is Drowned City a good first full campaign? Usually not my first pick. It is more satisfying after your group has played core and at least understands campaign rhythm. Can Drowned City player cards be used in other campaigns? Yes, player cards from Investigator expansions can be used across campaigns subject to normal deck building rules. Can I buy all 5 Investigator decks? Yes, especially for a regular group that wants multiple ready decks. Solo or 2-player tables should usually start with 1. What should I buy after 1 Investigator deck? If the group wants more story, buy a complete campaign expansion. If the group wants more deck building, buy an Investigator expansion. Are Amazon links safe for Arkham products? Use them as exact search paths and verify the product title, edition, seller, and images before checkout. Arkham box names are easy to mix up.